Yes.
See what's in front of you. Have a chance to tell you something. God can open one up. Hey, he's opened you something. Hey, God can I'm not talking about that physical healing. I'm talking about that spiritual healing. But sometimes we do that, my God. Sometimes we get down and out. I understand. Sometimes we need revival. Amen. Church, let me tell you something. This man right here, as the story goes, I was doing wicked things, doing things that wouldn't please him to God. Amen. But I remember as we get into it, praise God, get to Bible in a second. God's giving so much scripture. Amen. Once he opened his eyes, amen, Paul didn't realize his new path. Amen. Without that vision, amen, we have no plan in this life. We're headed to nowhere. Amen.
Yeah, come on,
church. That's because, amen, we're lost.
Yeah.
Amen.
Come on, brother.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
I tell you what, church. Brother. Amen. I tell you, I've been looking forward to tonight. Hey, man, God's dealt with my heart. I was telling him a minute ago, we were sitting there eating. I kept on bugging my wife about it. She's been bugging me about it, about being here tonight. Hey, man. But you know what? We come here for a reason. Hey, man. I come here to church for a reason. Yeah. I come looking for something. Yeah. Hey, man. I come looking for something I didn't look for when I was lost. Hey, man. When I come to the church doors and I was lost, my mind was getting out of here. I was getting home to watch football. My mind was going out and playing basketball and everything else. My mind wasn't on God. Amen. I just wanted to pay my dues. I sat there in a pew. I listened to what the pastor had to say. And I was ready to leave.
Yeah.
But my vision changed.
Uh-huh.
And God opened these blinded eyes.
Yeah.
Hey, woo, that's good stuff. Amen. I tell you what, we had the food out there. Now it's time to eat again. Amen. If you want to open up the book of Acts, very familiar scripture here. The chapter 9. And we're going to start there. You know, I don't usually read a lot. Hey, man, usually I get a couple of verses and stuff, and I go off that, but God gave me a little bit more scripture tonight. So I want you to get the full effect. Hey, man. Sometimes, church, we need to hear the whole story. Hey, man. Sometimes we need to know from the beginning to the end. Hey, man. It ain't going to hurt you. Amen. Help you. Amen. Praise God. Book of Acts, chapter 9. Let's read along with me, please. And the Bible says, and Saul, yet breathing not out threatenings and slaughtering against the disciples of the Lord, went to the high priest and desired him letters to Damascus, to the synagogues, that he may found that this way, whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound into Jerusalem.
Right.
And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined around him a light from heaven. Praise God!
Amen.
Church, and he fell to the earth, and heard a voice saying, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he said, who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. And it's hard for thee to kick against the priest. And he trembled and astonished, said, Lord, amen. Lord, what shall you have me to do? And the Lord said to him, arise and go to the city, and shall be told of thee what to do. We're going to stop there for a second, church. Amen, church. We get saved, amen. The first question we need to do is, Lord, what can we do? Amen. Lord, what can I do for you? Amen. It's not that hard.
Yeah,
it's not a job. Amen. When we live in this world, we got to pay our bills. We're going to get a job to pay those bills. Amen. Am I right? Amen. That's my word. When you come to the church, amen, why not ask for another job? Amen. But God will give you one. Amen. God will put you to work. Amen. He put me to work. He put Brother Eric to work. Nick to work. Randy, Jerry, goes on.
Yep.
We all got jobs to
do.
Amen. When I got saved.
Yes, sir.
Come on. I want to know what I can do for the Lord.
Amen.
Amen, church. I was lost. I didn't care what I did here.
Uh-huh.
Church didn't mount to Hill Beast to me.
Come on, bro.
I didn't want to be a part. Trust me, this crowd tonight, I wouldn't have been a part of it back in the day. Amen.
Amen.
I wouldn't have nothing to do with it. Amen. The prayers of people, Christian people went up.
Amen.
Amen. The prayers of Christian people went up. Amen. I felt it. I felt the Lord deal with my heart every time I set foot in church.
Yeah.
Amen. I get back there in that pew and I felt the Lord move and I didn't want to part of it. It scared me today.
Amen.
Amen. Until one day, amen, I accepted the call. Amen. The Spirit drew me. Amen.
Yeah.
Just like it did with Paul. He had his mindset going and continued to do these things, but a great light shined around him.
Amen.
And God came around and said, well, boy, I got work for you to do. He blinded him. Amen. But he went and the story goes on. And Ananias comes in and opened his eyes so I can see it. Amen.
Amen.
Let you open your eyes. Amen.
Amen.
He went and got baptized. Amen. Come a new preacher.
Amen.
Woo! And you want to be saved? And you want to get baptized? And the new journey begins. God gives you a new way of life.
Amen.
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 Woo.
I like it.
I'll tell you what, church. Amen. Our way of life changes.
Come on, brother.
Yeah. Amen. We don't say the things we used to say.
Right.
We don't go to the places we used to go.
Right.
We don't do the things we used to do.
Amen. Amen.
I know it's hard to say sometimes, but boy, this may hurt some people. Amen. We don't hang around the same people we used to hang around with.
Amen.
Well, Kelly, you know, I've been best friends since kindergarten with them. It's kind of hard for me to put them to the curb, so I must be a lot to them. Amen. There's nothing wrong with being a lot to somebody.
Yeah.
But that same person can drag you out.
Amen. Amen.
Whoa, church, I'll tell you what.
Come on.
I've had to get around with a lot of friends this life. Amen.
Amen.
I get some people sometimes to still send me a message. Oh, Kelly, you're too good to hang out with us. Hey, you're too good to talk to us anymore. No, I got saved, praise God. Let God be the news to me. He gave me new people to be around. He gave me a new place to hang out. He gave me new things to say.
Yeah.
New things to do on the weekend.
Yep.
Church is my hangout spot now.
Amen.
You're going to find me on Sundays.
Come on, bro.
Go to the church where I'm at. It's fine. Call me. I'll let you know where I'm at.
Yeah.
You're more welcome. Come hang out with me all you want.
Yeah.
We'll talk about the good things. Amen.
Amen.
We'll talk about the Lord's doing. We'll talk about what the Lord can do for you. Amen. Church, sometimes we get discouraged. Hey, man, we get disgruntled in this life. Hey, man, we get tied up in this world. Remember the last message I preached? It said, leave this world behind.
Yeah.
Yep. Leave everything behind and start living. I mean, sometimes we don't want to give up the things that we like.
No,
sometimes we don't want to give up our friends.
Yeah.
Sometimes you even come saying you don't want to give up that family member.
Yeah.
Hey, man, church, that hurts sometimes. Hey, man, I tell you what, I've had family. Hey, man.
Yes.
I've had a couple friends, a buddy of mine, I forgot who I was talking to before the service started. I got to talk to him about church, and I invited him to come tonight. And he said, Caleb, he said, I got a good church. I ain't going to say the name of the church. He said, it's real nice. They have a cafe in there. I can go get a cup of coffee, yeah. Amen. I get my sausage and biscuit and go in there and sit down and listen to good messages, you know, that tickles my ear, make me feel good about myself. Tell me that my cousin's okay. Tell me that living with somebody before you get married is okay.
Yeah.
Homosexuality is okay. Yeah. You do what you want, amen. Just put offer money in the place, amen.
Right.
That's the church he said he likes. He said, Caleb, I get it done, I get to go home. It'll tie up all the time, Caleb. That's why I go there.
Yeah.
Whoa, church. Whoa, church. Amen. I tell you what. Let me tell you something. Amen, church. If you're believing stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying this particular church believes in all that. I'm just giving an example. Amen. But if you go to a church that believes that stuff, that's not a church.
Amen.
I saw an empty building with a bunch of lost people in it.
Amen.
Amen. Nobody to lead them. Nobody to direct them.
Yeah.
Nobody to show them their spirits. Amen. Nobody to lead them the right path. Amen.
Yeah.
No support. Nobody to help open their eyes.
Amen.
Amen. Church, I begged him. I pleaded. I asked him all the time. You know, whenever we got service going on, he said, Caleb, I can't be there. Won't you pray for me? All I do. Amen. I pray for lost people. I mean, I believe that should be your job as Christians today. Pray for the lost people. Amen.
Amen.
I got a cousin. He called me before I come up here. And he said, Caleb, what do you got going on tonight? I said, oh, I got some good stuff going on tonight. You know, I'm going to church.
Yeah.
New Year's Eve, I'm going to church. He said, oh, okay. He said, well, I just want to see if you come over to my house. I'd come over and hang out. We'll play cards or something like that. You know, we'll eat finger foods and whatever else they do on New Year's Eve. I don't know anymore. Amen. But I'm going to church. He said, you're more welcome to go with me.
Amen.
You can go with me if you want. No, I ain't going to do that.
Yeah.
Church is the times we're living in today.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Church is not any good. Amen. It's not fun. It's not cool people. Amen.
Amen.
You're not cool enough to hang out with people.
Yeah.
But you know, I always think back to Paul. Amen. The story. And I don't know where this comes from. You know, I was like, Eric, I had a message set. I was like, oh, I'm going to preach this guy. Boy, I tell you what. I'm going to preach that. People didn't hear that.
Whoa.
The Lord said, whoa. Yeah. I got a message for you.
Yeah.
I got something. I'm going to say you preach.
I'm out, brother.
And all I can think about is God said, I gave Paul a vision.
Uh-huh.
I gave him a new way of life.
Amen.
Amen. Preach this new vision, this new way of life, New Year's Eve.
Uh-huh.
2016 is knocking on the door.
Uh-huh.
Amen. We need to have a new way of life.
Amen.
We need to have that new vision.
Yes, sir.
Preaching for here tonight's lost. I don't know your hearts. Amen. And I'm not done yet. Amen. Don't think it's all. Boy, he's about done. We're going to lock it up. Amen. If you're here tonight's lost. Amen. Just like Paul, God wants to give you new vision.
Amen.
God wants to open your blinded eyes. Amen. The Bible says, it says that too, but the song Amazing Grace was blind, but now I see. Amen. Was lost, but now I'm found. Amen. Paul was lost. Lost and he got found. Amen. Paul's blind, but now he can see.
Amen.
What you get about a physical blindness, amen. But I believe God can do it too.
Amen.
Say amen. When I was lost out in sin, doing wicked things, and saying wicked things and doing places, going places should be going, God opened my blind eyes.
Amen.
Oh, I tell you what, God is good.
Yes, He is.
Amen, church. You know, we think.
Amen.
We get out in this world, amen. Well, Caleb, I would say one time, I got back out and sinned. Church is not, I don't have time for it anymore. But you know what? I don't think God's gonna have mercy on me, so I'm just gonna forget it and I'm gonna play my cards and see what happens when judgment day rolls around.
Yeah.
Amen, church. Woe to you.
Amen.
Amen. God, the Bible says God's hand is not shortened.
Amen.
You can't save. Amen. The Bible says he'll lead the whole flock and go get that one lost sheep.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. He'll lead the 99 and go find the lost sheep.
Yeah.
I believe he does it every day, church.
Amen.
I believe he loves us. Amen.
Yes,
that little brother back there, amen. When he told me he loved me, amen, it's melted my heart.
Yep.
And I'm not talking about because he's just a little kid. Amen. Just for somebody to say, I love you, brother. Amen. It melts my heart. Amen.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to get sentimental on you. I'm not trying to make you feel good on your side. But I will tell you this, we need to be able to pray for
Christians.
Amen. 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 I believe there's nothing wrong with that. Amen. I believe in Jesus. Amen. I carried the cross. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
He hung on the cross.
Amen.
He said, I love you this much.
Amen.
He said, I love you. The blood is shed. Oh, because he loves you.
Amen.
Amen. I'll tell you what. He wants to open those blinded eyes tonight.
Amen.
Amen, church. Sometimes you ever have to go to the eye doctor? My wife gives me such a hard time, Randy. I tell you what, I love her dead. She said, Caleb, you're blind. You can't see. Amen. You can't see what's in front of you. Here, you can't see, it's blurry. So you can't see. You need to go to the eye doctor. I see just fine. Amen. I can see just fine, but she loves me. I mean, she cares about me. Jesus loves you and cares enough for you that he died for you.
Amen.
Amen. I know it sounds like a broken record sometimes. But a preacher's going to preach the same old thing. Jesus died for us, gave his blood, yada, yada, yada. Can we go home now? But I want it really to sink in tonight. Amen. I want you to really sink it in tonight. Take it in right here.
Come on.
Amen. If you're lost or you got straight away from God tonight,
come on,
Jesus
bro.
Loves you. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. I believe. I'll tell you what, I love this story. And I'm going to tell it again. Amen. Praise God. They talk about the, I heard a song, and I've said it many times. It's okay, though. I've heard a song. It's called the Conversation Between the Devil and Death.
Yeah.
Amen. Y'all ever heard that song?
Amen. Yes, sir.
Have you ever heard it? Give me a little short summary how the song goes. Amen. The death coming there. The devil went to death. He said, Jesus was crucified. All the people ganged up against him. We got a thief released and a murderer, whatever he was. Amen. And we put an innocent man to die. Amen. The devil said, you make sure, Dad, that he stays in there.
Uh-huh.
Do everything you can that you may stay in there. Amen. And I can rule the world.
Uh-huh.
Amen. Yes, that ain't no problem. I got this. Amen. I kept a lot of dead people in there.
Yeah,
I got
you, brother.
Amen. Day one went by. The devil was excited. Oh, we won. Amen. Day two, come raise the dead. How's Jesus doing in that tomb?
Yeah.
They said, oh, he's good. I got him in there locked down. He's better than 4 o'clock. Hey, nothing you going to do to get him up. He's there. I got him locked up. Don't you worry about it. Continue living your life, devil. It's good here. Amen. He got all excited.
Uh-huh.
Day three rolled around.
Yeah.
Amen. Praise God. The devil coming in there. He said, Dad, how's Jesus doing in there? Hey, man, she's doing good. We won the battle. It's over. Hey, man, we can celebrate the victory. That's a quote. Oh, boy. I come to that tomb. And that stone was rolled away.
Yeah.
Amen. When I went in there, there was nothing but cloth folded up right there and laid there. Body was gone. There was nothing I could do to hold it.
Yep.
Amen. Jesus loves you that much.
Amen. Yeah.
And he rose. He rose from death. And he ascended into heaven. Amen. And today he's there on the cross.
Amen.
I make you intercession for us.
Amen.
Amen. He's waiting for you.
Yeah.
I ain't all that because he loves us now. He didn't do it just to entertain you.
Yeah.
He didn't do it because he was told to. He cared less about you. Yeah, he may have been told to, but he knew what his job was.
Amen.
Right.
He knew what had to be done.
Amen.
Amen. We can sacrifice goats.
Yeah.
You can sacrifice sheep. You can go get a calf or whatever you want to do. Take it to the slaughterhouse and put it in the barrel and bury it. Amen. I tell you what, I'll tell you a short story here. I was talking to my wife about it. I had a customer one time. It's overseas. I don't know what they believe in. When they have babies, they have to sacrifice goats to show to their God how much they mean to them and all that stuff. And he said, Caleb, why don't you do me a favor? I'm like, okay. He said, why don't you help me sacrifice this goat? Put in a 55-gallon drum and bury him in the ground so we can show a little appreciation to God.
Amen.
Let me tell you something today, church. Amen. There's a sacrifice made.
Amen.
You can try to read the fine print of the Bible and try to get a way out of it. There's no way out. You must be saved.
Amen.
You've got to get those blind eyes on. You've got to have a new vision.
Amen.
Amen. The Bible says, old things are passing away.
Yeah.
Amen.
What?
Yeah.
Old things are new.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
I tell you what, I think about a story in the Bible. John saw the new Jerusalem coming down out of heaven.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Amen. I wish I could have saw just a little bit of that.
Uh-huh.
Just a little bit. Amen.
I'm on.
Man, you think I'm preaching now, but that'd be it. All she wrote. Church, I tell you what, John saw a new city coming down out of heaven. Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
I ain't got a little taste of it.
Yeah.
He didn't see it all. Amen. What the Bible describes it. Amen. Ain't nothing but a touch of it. Amen. Church, when we die and leave this world and we're saved, amen. And the blood's applied. And we walk through the pearly gates and we fall to the feet of Jesus.
Amen.
And we get to walk on the streets of heaven. Amen. And see all our loved ones going on before us.
Lord.
It's all worth it.
Amen. Amen.
All the troubles and struggles we deal with in this life, all the ridicule we put up with, all the people that make fun of us and give us a hard time, it'll all be worth it.
Amen. Amen.
But let me tell you something. I'm going to come to a close. Amen. There's a place called hell. Amen.
Yes, sir.
And I know we hear it preached all the time. Amen. We hear it preached all the time about hell. But amen. The Bible says that the blood's not applied.
Yep.
Amen. If your name is not found in the Lamb's Book of Life.
Yeah.
If your name is not, I'm going to repeat that.
Come on.
If your name is not found in the Lamb's Book of Life.
Listen.
Amen. We're doomed.
Amen.
That's it. It's over.
Yeah.
There ain't no second chances. There ain't no, well, Caleb, I believe we're going to get another opportunity. So I'm going to live it up this life. And I'm going to get all the nice things I can possibly can. And go to all the bars I can possibly can. Drink as much as I can possibly take. Smoke as much as I can possibly smoke. And say all the words I can possibly say.
Yeah.
There'll be a second chance where we can't what you worry about.
No, sir. No.
No, the Bible says this is it.
Yeah.
Then we get one shot.
Amen.
I mean, this is it.
Amen.
When you walk out those doors tonight, you know there's going to be people leaving this world tonight. Believe it or not.
New
Year's Eve, there's going to be people drinking and driving.
Right.
There's going to be people taking out of this world. Just like that.
Right, brother.
There ain't anything we can do.
Amen.
There ain't anything you can do.
Right, brother.
When your number is called, we're gone.
Yeah,
we're gone.
Amen.
Amen. We will stand before an Almighty God. The Book of Life will open. And that's when we're going to be held accountable. Church, think about that.
Mm-hmm.
You're thinking about eternity here. Where do you want to spend it tonight? God gave Paul a new vision.
Mm-hmm.
God opened his blinded eyes. Mm-hmm. Paul turned out to be one of the best ministers ever.
That's right.
Hey. I remember a story of Paul and Silas in the jail. We were just talking about that a little while ago, singing about that. The soldier said, "What must I do? What must I do to be saved?" Amen. Paul said, "Lord, Lord, what can I do for you?" Amen. Church, as simple as that.
Yeah.
Coming to this old altar. Amen. Church, I've said many times, I'm not a preacher that's going to drag you near. I'm not making you pray. I'm not going to do that.
Right.
Amen. If the Spirit's drawing you, I believe you need to come.
Yeah.
I believe if you're going through a tough time in your life right now, in troubles, and you think you're Mr. Big Stuff, Miss Big Stuff, take care of yourself, you're mighty wrong.
Yeah.
God's going to bring you down.
Amen.
The devil's waiting on you to chew you up, spit you out.
Amen.
Amen. Church, I deal with it. I love coming to doors. Sometimes I'm running the church doors, turn around, lock it. So the devil can't follow me. The devil don't want no part of this. The devil knew what's going to happen tonight. As we stand tonight, church, Brother Eric, you want to come give me a song? Church, let me tell you something. The message's been preached tonight. And Brother Randy and Jerry may get cut loose. I don't know. Let them ride. Amen. Church, there's a message preached three times tonight.
Yes, amen.
Talking about having a job in the church, the unity of the church.
Amen.
Talking about God not being a respecter of persons.
Yeah.
Amen. Now, he wants to give you new vision tonight.
Amen.
New vision that Paul was granted.
Yeah.
Amen. New visions that a lot of, you know, there's a Bible, the story of the Bible of the rich man. Amen. Had all the money in this world.
Amen.
He died into the devil's hell. He didn't get that vision.
Amen.
People tried to talk to him. He didn't get that vision. But Lazarus got it. The Bible says Lazarus went on. Amen.
Yeah.
Praise God. Tonight you're lost. Now come get that new
all
vision.
The
and if you're missing something, God.